اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome back to the Spring of Truth. This is Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, your host. And today we are going to speak a quote from Imam Khomeini. Imam says, "The groups that are opposing us should be rehabilitated through guidance, if such rehabilitation is possible." Over here, the Imam is pointing out to a very beautiful aspect of the religion of Islam, where Islam doesn't want a person to be killed, to be argued, to be gone against. When we think about the opposing groups, we think about those who are the oppressors normally, or those who are against the religion of Islam, or those who don't like the religion of Islam, or example, those who are of the opposite religion, or non-Muslims, or non-Islam, example. Over here, it's not necessary that when we think about the opposite religion, about the opposite groups, or the opposing groups, we get to our mind that we have to go against them. We don't like them. We are against them in a manner that we have to say bad about them. No, the Imam is saying they should be rehabilitated through guidance. It means you have to guide them to the religion of Islam. You must have heard a lot of stories about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and even Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well, about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. They never used to leave an opportunity to turn their opponents into lovers. So over here, this is very important in the religion of Islam, that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam used to guide people, guide even their enemies till the maximum extent. On the day of Ashura, we have heard a lot of times, Imam Hussein alayhi salam would speak out, would give sermons, and would talk to the people to leave him all alone, to not have their hands drenched in his blood.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
The Imam is thinking about the opposing group even till his last minute, even till his final moments. So over here, it is a big lesson for all of us brothers and sisters. So if such a rehabilitation is possible, we have to guide the opposite or the opposing entity, the opposing religion, the opposing people. In the first place, it's not war. It's not arguing. It's about speaking to them in kind words. So over here we have a verse from the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, Ayah number 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instructions and argue with them in a way that is the best." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam speaking to the kuffar of his time in the best manner possible. And he is also called Rahmatul Lil Alameen. It means that he is a mercy to the nations. It's not said Rahmatun Lil Muslimin. He is the mercy to the Muslims. No, he is for everyone a mercy, even to the kuffar, even to the idolaters. So it is through this quality of his, the very quality of being merciful to everyone, it is through his beautiful morals to his beautiful manners and conduct that he has attracted a lot of idolaters to the path of Islam, that is, the religion of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.